morning and welcome to the What's On Your Mind preview show. I'm Scott Henin. Mark Scogerville will be here, host of the Common Sense Club, chairman of the Common Sense Club. We'll run through the news headlines of the day. We'll check sports and weather. Steve Bockett will be here for a preview of what's to come on What's On Your Mind from 9 until 11, when we're joined by 550 KFIRE, KCJB, and Minot, KLTC, and Dickinson, along with our stations AM 1100, The Flag Fargo, and AM 1090, The Flag in the Bakken, all together on this busy but rainy for a good chunk of the state Thursday. I'm in Minot, actually coming to you from the Sleep Inn, which is, if you're in Minot, you want to be at the Sleep Inn. Not only because you'll get a good night's sleep, but also because it's just a fabulous a facility. I mean, they have a water park here. They're adjacent to the Dakota Mall. They have great conference facilities. That's just sort of the place in Minot if you're overnighting or have a gathering, family reunion, convention. Been here for many Bakken investor conferences and gatherings and hubs and in one of their newly renovated boardrooms and business centers today. That's very nice. Mark, how are you today?
I'm quite fine, thank you, sir. Sitting in your big chair.
I managed to maneuver my way from Bismarck to Minot this morning. Gary Emmeneth and I were making the drive up here today, and we're heading for Stanley later today, and always fun to be up here, just a little something in the air. But we drove through a pretty good-size storm, and as we predicted yesterday, showers and thunderstorms are going to dominate actually pretty much through the weekend, and I understand you're wrestling with a little of that in Fargo right now, but as we were crossing, the 83 there, where you hit the Lake Audubon on one side and Lake Secaucus on the other side, is when she really kicked in to see some pretty significant lightning and thundershower activity. How about in the east?
Well, it's sprinkling right now, but it's going to dissipate by 1-2 o'clock. Looks like they got 80-90% chance of rain in Tioga today, and highs shouldn't quite make it 80 out there. 79 is up projected high. We look like we're going to 83 or so here.
I am
87, excuse me, 87.
It's going to be hot, humid, and it works today, isn't it?
I noticed something. You know, it was really cloudy this morning as our days are getting longer, and it was dark, so I didn't wake up until a little bit before 7. Usually I'm up before 6 when the sun is doing its thing, so I guess I have to depend on a technological wake-up rather than just the sunbeams.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of the late-night votes on the farm bill. The House originally had, in the House Ag Committee, had put forward a modest bit of reforms for the food stamp program as part of the farm bill, like a 3% reduction. As Kevin Cramer told us, I forget the time frame, but, in the same time frame that the welfare rolls have grown, less than 20%, the food stamp program has grown 100%, right? So it's just out of whack. And at a time with the federal government being broke, to put some modest reforms in there, to means test it, to say, do you need it, to take another look at it, just seems to make perfect sense given the fiscal condition of the country, right? Well, 3% didn't pass the muster. And I understand because of the president's veto, because of Nancy Pelosi's threats as well, there's some measure closer to what the Senate version was, which was less than a 1% cut. Does that smack like we're whistling past the graveyard to you at all?
It's even worse than that. It's very cynical because these people can be cared for better locally, close to home, without becoming dependent. This is pure politics of trying to literally enslave more people who must vote for perennial Santa Claus, happy chef, teacher, ruler, health administrator, God, not the real God.
Really amazing. And so I don't know what the actual numbers are. There was a $20.5 billion reduction as part of the program. And again, this is reported as cuts, and again, it's reforms. And just right on cue. I mean, here's the deal: you can't propose a reform without it being accused as an unfair attack on low income families. So it's not even the dollars and cents involved here. It's just the way they operate that just makes you absolutely crazy. So it's,
not to mention the enormous fraud being used with these cards, these debit cards. This is just a black market, whole another currency. A lot of people are using food stamps, food cards for alcohol, for drugs. It's really happening. Cigarettes. Now you can imagine how expensive cigarettes are getting in Minnesota. Another buck and a half a pack this hits food stamp recipients the hardest. So they've got to get creative. They've got to give up some food and trade with somebody to go get some cigarettes. And a lot of these people have no income other than their AFDC for their children of single parents, where they might even have a man living in the home. And then food stamps and then housing assistance. It is really literally taking the heart and soul and character and self-reliance out of humanity. It is dehumanizing millions of people. 48 million people on food stamps. That's tragic.
It is indeed. I'm looking at the Tioga Tribune. There's a story about cash-wise officials breaking ground in Tioga with the help of local leaders. That's a nice deal. That is. That's a sign of progress there, that a new larger store will be a part of the landscape in Tioga. I'm looking at the Minot Daily News. There's a story here about the vice presidents of Minot State writing a letter in support of the president, who was given a review that was less than favorable from the outgoing chancellor, Ham Shirvani. Same thing happened, of course, at UND, so that's sort of predictable. Bismarck Tribune, there's a story about ticks, top of the fold. Ticks appear to be out in force. How about that?
You mean like nervous ticks where people have little facial spasms?
No, I think this is the little tiny, is that an insect? Is a tick an insect?
Well, not if you spaz, then it's just a spaz.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's an arachnid, actually. Ticks are eight-legged like the spiders. They are arachnids.
Well, they are also disease carriers. So,
yes.
That's the and the most common is the American dog tick or wood tick, which obviously can transmit Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and so you got to be careful there. And anyway, they're out. Kim Singer from Sanford Health is quoted in here saying the walk-in clinics in Bismarck have treated 14 patients for tick bites in the last month. Tests for Lyme disease were all negative, but anyway, this is one to worry about, and big enough news to be front page of the Bismarck Tribune today. How about in the in the Fargo Forum, what's the big story there today?
Well, front page, of course, above the fold is the gentle leader gets new flock. Talking about Fulda, ordained as bishop, Fargo Catholic Diocese. You look at the man. You see beneficence, kindness, love, and wisdom in his face.
Same with listening to him. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. You really. There's a warmth there, isn't there? That's very just
absolutely
projected from. Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Had almost as many people, And then another thing on here, they talk about Obama renews call for nuclear stockpile reduction and calls global, listen to this, climate change. Now they've given up on global warming, apparently, or cooling. Now it's climate change, the greatest global threat of our time.
What?
Tell that to the people of the Boston Marathon. Obama goes to Berlin, where when he first went over there, anointed king by the radical left press of the world, he spoke to 200,000. Yesterday, he spoke to 4,500, proclaiming, again, talking about unilateral reduction of stockpiles where North Korea and Iran go plunging ahead. And then he says, climate change, a danger, he says, is the global threat of our time. His call for a one-third reduction of nuclear weapons was met with no, both from Senator Heitkamp and Hovind, because it's absurd.
By the way, this is called payback for an election, you realize, too, right?
Absolutely.
This is all about the green crowd needing to get their catnip, is what it is. I mean, this goes back to the Farm Bill thing. This is just pure politics.
But you know something? I spent a lot of time thinking about the Constitution. And one of the articulated causes for impeachment is bribery. Now, when he got all that money from Solyndra and all of these green energy companies who even went out of business, gave him zillions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars, they funneled back to his campaign millions of dollars. He comes out in favor of homosexual marriage, all of a sudden ramps up 500% increase in homosexual money flowing his way. The whole green lobby. This man is the most bought and paid for president in the history of America. But I think it's bribery. What is the definition of bribery? Payment for public policy that is preferential to your issue or your business.
Well, there's a topic we could spend a little time on that might be more productive than, you know, is a 3% reduction in food stamp, you know, out of control growth, you know, a cut or not. Unfair to low-income families. Let's deal with an issue with some substance. Let's define bribery.
That is a powerful subject. Well, we're going to, I guess you'll be back soon, huh?
I will, and bottom of the hour, you'll tell us a little bit about sports. We'll give you a preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken next, and then Mark will join me at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about the sports, and hint, hint, it was a good night for the Blackhawks. There you go.
And more. Some other people.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesset Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality, well-sized geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We're Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hammond. I want to give you a little bit of a preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind. We're going to talk about whether or not it's time for local schools, cities, counties, local subdivisions, as they're called in political ease. That's the folks that spend the money at the local level, not the state dollars, but your city council, your county commission, and your school board, to tighten the belt as mandated by the legislature. So that the property tax relief that was passed, nearly $1 billion in total tax relief, and a good chunk of that, the vast majority of that property tax relief, can actually show up in the pocketbooks of folks across North Dakota. Bismarck is taking the first bite at that apple, doing a little patting themselves on the back to do a reduction. And we're going to talk with a couple of folks about that today, aren't we, Steve?
Absolutely. When Measure 2 failed last time, I think it was kind of a wake-up call to a lot of the school districts and a lot of the local entities to go, maybe this is our last chance to get it right, our last chance to rein in some of the spending that was taking place. And, you know, with the exception of places where, you know, you see unprecedented needs out in the oil patch and in western North Dakota. With the exception of that, I think there's a little bit of a mandate that was placed on a lot of the school districts, city councils, townships, that this is your last chance. Get this right, or I really feel there will be a Measure 2 or some sort of a property tax repeal or reform initiative coming up next time there's a vote.
We're going to chat with the school board president in the Bismarck, Steve Marquardt, and also the past president, current Bismarck board member, Lawrence King, on what they did last night in their meeting and, you know, what example they're hoping to set for other schools. And I guess my question is it enough? Obviously, they're smart to act because that's what the school board's at, or the state is asking for, and folks are going to be watching this, I think, even closer, obviously, because of the Measure 2 debate. Is it enough? Is it enough to prevent yet another statewide debate over whether property taxes and reform in general is still undone, needing a stronger work. So we'll at least look at that from the perspective of the school district.
It does, God, go back to that question that we raised after the session. Were people looking for reform or were people looking for relief? And I think a lot of people figured out that they were looking for reform, and I don't know if the legislature figured that out. I don't know if a lot of the school districts figured that out, but I think Bismarck might be on the right path for that.
One branch of the legislature seemed to figure it out because there were some great proposals in the House that would have put some teeth in making sure that the dollars actually got to property owners, but it met a untimely late 11th hour death over in the Senate side. So anyway, we'll tackle that debate today. We're also going to chat with Robin Poorbear. She was the subject of a PBS documentary called Kind-Hearted Women, a Native American mother that overcame abuse to speak out against it. She is a whistleblower of sorts about the levels of abuse and the problems in dealing with it at the Spirit Lake Reservation and how to fix it. Another mysterious death there has prompted more outrage, but really the outrage has come at the 11th hour here, and too late for too many, and that's what we're going to chat with Robin Poorbear about today on the program. I am desperately trying to get to the bottom of just how much was changed in the way of the House version on the farm bill related to food stamps. The food stamp program, and I know this is sort of like your pet issue, Steve. You don't like the idea that we deal with nutrition in the farm bill, and of course, it's part of the sad, sordid tale of how broken politics is, because the reason that the farm bill is more about nutrition than it is about farm programs is because that's the only way to get it passed, right?
But it's mandated. It's going to be funded no matter what. That's the problem. When you're pinning the farm bill on something that's a federally funded, federally mandated to be funded program, they're not relatable. It's apples and oranges. Why are they tied together? And the argument always is, well, it wouldn't pass the House because all senators have agriculture in their district, but all House members don't. Well, it comes down to the simple thing. Protect the family farmer. Or do you like to eat? Do you want to pay $12 for a loaf of bread? If you don't protect the farmers, that's what could happen. You want to pay $20 a pound for a hamburger? Well, that's what could happen. You know, protect. And all they want is the safety net. Agriculture just wants the safety net in place.
But they wouldn't get it.
They can carry on that way of life. And it's not even about the business side of this for farmers and ranchers.
I agree with everything you're saying. The point is, though, they wouldn't get any of it if you didn't couple these together. Food stamps are in the farm bill for one reason. It helps get the farm bill passed, period. And
do people like to eat?
And what's amazing,
because the ramifications are, if you don't pass a farm bill, your food stamp program is going to be bankrupt.
Yeah, and I think your point is that you want that fight. You want to have that debate, and obviously they don't do it. But, you know, what's amazing to me is that, you know, for one, there's a 56% increase in the dollars in the farm bill from the 2008 bill. Okay, 56% increase. How can you say cuts and that in the same breath? And you know, costs will probably be a lot greater. They often are, even from what's passed and what's projected. But 80% of this bill is food stamps. It's 56% more than the last one. And a modest 3% reduction coupled with some reforms and saying, hey, we need to decide who's getting the can't pass. So evidently last night the 3% that was in the House version has been reduced to something closer to the Senate version, which was less than 1%, because the difference between the 1% and the 3% was enough for Obama to threaten a veto on this and play politics with it and say, oh, well, what you're trying to do is hurt the poorest among us. To me, this is a sad indictment. If we can't agree to some modest changes here, how in the world are we going to be able to fix anything? It's much bigger than how much dollars will be put in the food stamp program. It's just a sad indictment on the whole system. These guys are whistling past the graveyard. The country's broke, and they can't agree that a 3% trim makes sense when this program has grown ridiculously. Unbelievable.
The biggest problem when I look at this is what's it setting up down the road? Federal government's broke. They are broke. So who's going to wind up having to pay for that? And if you can't start reining in money now, then when? If you can't start putting some controls on things now, then when? I mean, this is going from grandkids having to pay for this to great, 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 great grandkids having to pay for this debt.
No, very true. That's amazing. Here's a Washington Post column today on this. Pass the farm bill, or these kids on food stamps get it? You know, kind of the Smurf thing. You know, I mean, this is the way that the media works. This is the way the Congress works. It's incredible how this is being politicized. Anyway, we'll talk about that more with our guests. And, of course, most importantly, your calls on these and other issues straight ahead on the program we call What's On Your Mind. We'll chat with you in a bit. Steve?
Sounds good, my friend.
Mark of the Sports back next.
What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson is a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All hard was just a break in the wall. All in all, it was all just breaks in the wall.
Good news about bad news. I was wrong. The House proposal for reduction on the food stamp program remained. There was a Democratic amendment to the Farm Bill that would have restored $20.5 billion to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. That represents the difference between the House and Senate version, so I guess, you know, the 3% reduction. But it failed, 234 to 188 against the amendment, which now is likely to prompt dozens of Democrats to oppose the entire bill in the final vote. Most of the bill, which would spend $940 billion over 10 years, is comprised of food stamps. And so, a lot of the farm commodity programs, of course, are the afterthought, and really they're the need for the certainty for growers to know where the rules are. Several House Democrats took to the floor last night arguing in favor of restoring the cuts in order to ensure needy families have access to food. I mean, that's just that is demagoguery at its worst right there.
Scott, there is an interesting preview of potential coming attractions. Hundreds of billions of dollars. It can be argued trillions of dollars have poured into the United States stock market with the idea that there is no other place to invest because of the low interest rates that have been kept artificially low. Well, now Bernanke said yesterday at 2 o'clock that they were going to ease their way out of buying all of those bonds and interest rates. Since then, the stock market has dropped 340 points. The point is this. When you think of capital gains, when you think of taxes paid on earnings from companies, if the stock market, let's just say it's grossly overpriced by 10% or X percent or some, at some point, if the stock market starts a hard downtrend, tax revenue will deplete rapidly, and we could literally find our country with a B rating if we let interest rates find their own levels. This is a dark cloud. The fact that one utterance by Bernanke can tank the stock market this hard, we're vulnerable.
And couple that with a debate that says no, we can't reduce something that's grown 100%, while the welfare rolls have grown 16%, we can't reduce it by 3%. Just, connect those dots. All logic's out the window here.
There is no logic to liberal thought.
You don't think there's any waste?
Right.
In the billions that are there that they give? In other words, this idea that, now you're going to hurt needy families. No. Just get rid of the waste. You think there isn't? Every penny, any needy family in America that is eligible ought to get it. I think everybody can agree on that, but they just use this to demagogue it. So.
There's a lot of people listening to us out there that have never taken a federal penny for anything and have found themselves out of jobs, health issues, flood issues. There's been people out there that have learned the difference between what we need and what we want, and it is profound. It is profound how you can live. I met a guy from Vietnam, said, "I am rice." That's all he had eaten the whole time he lived over there. And he was probably 120 pounds, but But the point is, he survived. Here was a 30-year-old man that said, I am rice.
Do you know we give food stamps to violent criminals? So that was one of the reforms proposed here.
Did they hold a gun to somebody?
And eligibility for violent criminals. There also is a practice now where people are automatically eligible for food stamps because they enrolled in a different government program. It is the sickening cycle of dependency that is perpetuated by it, and they love it. So anyway, but I just want to correct the record on the. And it sounds like the reductions in the House version remain, and again, modest, very small. This is small ball, and yet it's a controversial drawing a veto threat and everything else. So
Without a doubt, the fraud and the amount of money spent on drugs and alcohol and cigarettes, that it's not, you know, the amount of misuse is billions of dollars.
It is. All right, we better check some sports here, because this is the time of the morning we do that, and Mark also gives us a marvelous little summary of what happened with the Twins, who had a good night, didn't they?
Had a great night. Seal comes in with a .075 batting average against his pitching from left-handers. That means left-handers were only getting a hit every 13.3 at-bats against this great pitcher who was, his last three starts was an ERA of just barely two runs. Well, so then Gardy puts Dozier in the leadoff spot where we've really languished, you know, Hicks gone and so forth. So anyway, long story short, Dozier gets a three-run home run, and they chase this really good pitcher. The Twins had runners on every inning, but even a more fun story was somebody caught Kirby Puckett for the fifth most home runs of all time in Twins history. But Justin Morneau, who has been languishing, he couldn't hit a home run. He's come up against the wall about four times. And he got his third home run. Putting that in context, Hicks, this rookie that's got 56 strikeouts, had six home runs, and Morneau finally gets his third. Well, when he comes back to the dugout, the team ignored him. They just folded their hands. They just ignored him. But then they couldn't stand it. They just mobbed him. It was great. He lit up like a kid. So the Twins, which have not swept a series in Target from the White Sox ever, the last time they got a home three-game series win against the White Sox was 0-9 in the Dome. And so Diamond has a chance for us to win the first three-game series against the Sox in Target Field tonight.
Tigers got pounded, too, so now we're six games back, I guess.
Six games back, yeah. You know, of course, a huge story in Chicago. Actually, the story occurred in Boston. Tremendous game. Here's been low scoring, multi overtimes, really hotly contested. It was 5-5 at the end of regulation. And Blackhawks win in overtime, 6-5. Just a thrilling game. Now we have to go to at least six. And then above the fold in United States paper, USA Today, it says game seven. Only two other words have more power in sports: Super Bowl. But Game 7, whether you love it or hate it, pretty exciting. And legacy on the line between Miami and Spurs tonight.
Go Spurs. I got to do it.
I really hope so. I love Duncan. And the Red Hawks. Folks, you got to be getting excited about the team here in Fargo-Moorhead. They took two out of three from Trois-Rivières in Quebec. Rutherford went 2-for-3 with a double and two RBIs, and now the Red Hawks are 17-16. They are definitely challenging for the lead in the championship of this whole American Association team. And also America beat who was the team they beat in hockey in soccer? Was it Honduras?
You're asking the wrong guy.
But you know, we have one of our soccer fans went out to Utah for this great game. American soccer is very, very getting exciting as we move closer and closer to the World Cup in Brazil in 2004. We are now 3-1 in some of these qualifying games, 3-1-1, and we won another one. So
Dustin Moore from our staff is in Utah watching soccer.
I would love it if Dustin would give us a report, because he's truly enthusiastic about the sport and understands it.
What is going on in Utah anyway? Is it
a great big, it was a well, was this particular game, for one thing, I think it's some sort of a soccer party. I don't know. I'm an ignoramus when it comes to soccer. I'm sorry.
No, I am too, yeah.
We didn't have a single soccer ball in the town I grew up in. It was forbidden. They thought it was a French game.
Yeah, and yet, you know, you go to Europe and, I mean, I heard stories about, you know, people in Europe where they have outdoor jumbotrons with the games on. So if you're out outdoor, you know, activities, you know, say you're jogging or something, I mean, you stop, see a goal scored, you jump up and down, and it is truly, it's a big deal for them.
It is an amazing sport. It's probably one of the, other than just playing catch or something, it's, unless you want to get all padded up, but you know, it's just amazing. All you need is a ball and say, hey, that's the goal over there by that tree, like you and your daughter do. It's just a great game that anybody can do at any level with just a ball and kick it around. Pretty cool
check
sport.
A check of sports from our man, Mr. Mark Skogerbo. In the news headlines, we missed the story about this 90-year-old man murdered in his home in Moorhead. What do we know about that? That is just awful. A veteran, I understand, of three wars. And this is disturbing, to say the least. More on that story?
I am sorry. I will. I'll tell you what. I'll try to find everything I can out about that for the noon segment of Common Sense Club. I don't want to just blather. Although, as everybody who listens to me know, I fall into that once in a while.
No, I always. When I ever hear stories like this, the first thing I think is thankfully this whacks us between the eyes, right? Because these things just don't happen here. So, you know, the fact that their news are great. Detroit, it would be a yawn, right? It'd be, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in Chicago, there's 30 to 40 young men, 25 to 12, getting killed every day with firearms in the, you know, there. So,
thankfully, these kind of stories are still news. Here's what we know. Moorhead police investigating a homicide after being called to 1209 Main Avenue last night about 9:25.
It is not in the paper, so no, I'm not feeling quite so red-faced.
Okay, you know, this is just
breaking story, yeah.
Yeah, officers were called to that address for a medical assist. When they got there, officers found the body of an adult male. Police say it's early in the investigation. Additional information will be released later today. Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Investigation is assisting in the investigation. So, again, 9:25 last night, obviously not making the The stories today. There was a Forum News alert on it early this morning as they're getting more details on this. But we have a source that says this man was a veteran of three wars and is 90 years of age.
Apparently, Leon Francis knew the man. So maybe, Leon, if you're happening to be listening, we would love to have a comment from you sometime today on the Common Sense Club, if you could.
Yeah, who murders a 90-year-old man in his home?
Hero.
It's a random veteran. I don't know. Sad deal. Anyway, that's a breaking story we meant to mention earlier in the news that I failed to get to. All right, we'll do a run through of the weather forecast and how we're looking on that scene in just a moment, and get set for What's on Your Mind. Open up those telephones at 800-228-0550 across the Northern Plains, where it's a bit rainy today. Stay tuned for that straight ahead.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
visitlocal.com.
Daryl is on the line from Odor Medicine. He's the man that can get rid of the smells, folks, the tough ones. It's a highly effective method to get rid of pet, smoke, sports equipment odors, that musty, moldy smell in your house. The solution is here out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Go to this website, getridofsmellnow.com. Use the promo code Scott and get a great deal. Daryl from Zeeland, North Dakota is on the line. How'd you do this, Daryl?
We've been doing research and development for over 5 years on the product. Chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer. When the Hart Building had anthrax in Washington, D.C., they used high levels of chlorine dioxide. So we realized there was basically a key component, chlorine dioxide, to eliminate odors. And with our R&D, we devised a provisional patent, and we designed a product, a liquid and a vapor version, to destroy the odor at the source.
This works. 100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get free priority shipping and 10% off your order now at GetRidOfSmellNow.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
One emailer is saying, I'm having trouble believing the law enforcement officials like the police chief when they tell us crime is down. It's becoming an all-too-frequent problem in town. Not a day that goes by now where there's not a report on a murder, a C-store, stick-up, mugging, etc. Well, again, I think we're still in a place where these kind of things shock us, that they happen here. I mean, the idea of a 90-year-old man being murdered in his home is just flat out, you know, an unbelievable occurrence. It really is. So, but, you know, I mean, anecdotally, I think the emailer is correct. But let me tell you about the weather forecast as we do here and just tell you how we're looking. As I mentioned, really, after yesterday, it was pretty much right through the weekend going to be the kind of thing where you're going to see some showers on and off for a good chunk of the day. 57 and raining in this hour in Tioga. And it looks like the chance of showers and thunderstorms will remain pretty strong through the noon hour. It'll lighten up a little after noon, and then sunshine hitting again mid-afternoon. And the high temperature should be around 79 degrees, but that's actually going to come rather late in the day. Because of the showers and thunderstorms that are going to keep some pretty significant cloud cover. 54 for an overnight low tonight. Tomorrow will be 75 and cloudy, and again, there's a good chance of showers and thunderstorms through Sunday in the forecast. Listen to these highs. This is the oil patch now. 79 today, 75 tomorrow, 66 on Saturday for a forecasted high. Sunday, 72 degrees. Oh, my gosh, come on. All right, on the other end of the state in the valley, there is some showers that have passed through, but we're starting to get a little bit of a breakthrough with some partly cloudy skies. At this point, sorry, I'm just getting I'm multitasking here, folks. 64 degrees right now at this hour. It'll be 86 today. But again, as we look at the chance of showers and thunderstorms, they're going to remain throughout the entire day, letting up a little bit in the afternoon, but again, picking up again tonight. Then tomorrow, we're talking 88 thundershower activity, 84 on Saturday, some thundershower activity, Sunday 82, and some thundershower activity. So a good chance of showers and thunderstorms pretty much in the entire northern plains here, specifically in North Dakota, western Minnesota, continuing through a good chunk of the weekend. So anyway, that's the latest on the forecast and the current temps. I tell you, it's 57 right now in Tioga and rain. I think I did. 57 degrees and some rain showers. Fargo 64, a little bit of sun starting to break through. The latest on the weather forecast. What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and I coming up in just a little bit. Welcome your phone calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0551. Recap some of the work done in the Farm Bill in the early morning hours, or I guess late Washington, D.C. time. Might not have been early morning hours, but I know they were voting at least until close to midnight last night. So not sure how far into the early morning hours they did go, but the votes there will be in our focus. Also, we'll focus in on Bismarck and some work by the school board. They are touting some reductions in the mill levies there because of what's coming from the state in the way of property tax relief. Is it enough? Is the question. Is it enough? Anyway, we'll talk about that. We're also going to chat with the person who some are calling a hero for her whistleblower efforts on exposing what's happening at Spirit Lake. She was the subject of a documentary, and Robin Poorbear is her name, PBS documentary called Kind-Hearted Women, Native American mother who overcame abuse to speak out against it. And we're going to talk about yet another mysterious death at Spirit Lake with her as well. And then, of course, questions and comments you can weigh in on. A couple of things we're talking about. If your school board or city county commission does not lower property taxes, would you support another Measure 2 effort? And how much is enough? How much is the appropriate amount that ought to come back? We will tackle the Farm Bill debate that's underway in the House. By the way, pitting dairy farmers against processors, food stamps, center stage. And Kevin Cramer did announce that an amendment he put forth did deal with the conservation issue that was a big concern. You know, Farm Bureau and others had said, hey, that's a deal breaker if that's included. So that was something in the Senate version that was not well liked. That the plan was to fix in the House, and it looks like they have with that amendment. So that is that's good news. And what else are we going to tackle? Oh, one question we asked, kind of a fun one, just because of a story that's been in the news lately. Should college athletes be compensated when schools and the NCAA are making so much money off of them? A former college basketball player, if you read this story, is suing the NCAA for the use of his likeness and said, you know, I don't want to get rich because of this, but it's a fairness issue. You're making money off my image. Why is that? One antidote to that is to say, look, college makes so much money. The NCAA makes so much money off of college athletes, shouldn't maybe just, and by the way, the colleges do as well. So should the students share in that? It's one of our questions on our Facebook page as well. Gun owners are targeting some Twin Cities family events. They are trying to mainstream, folks that exercise their Second Amendment rights. Don't think there's anything wrong with that. So we'll touch on that, too, and, of course, the climate change issue with the president. So a lot of things in the news to tackle. Here's how you weigh in, 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. Steve Bakken will join me, and we'll be chatting with the Northern Plains coming up.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
When Nested Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes at the vet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nested of Nested Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nested Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nestedconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.